Misunderstanding is not a good thing, you know. It can put you into bad trouble. I know Miss Jones and I know Miss Joe, but I don't know misunderstanding. Please don't let me be misunderstood. I know a man by the name of Joe that live way down into the country and way up into the hills. That man have nothing like electricity. So him have no TV when watch, and him have no radio when listen to. Him only have a little mongrel dog with bark and keep him company. Him can't read, so him not read the papers, and every now and then him come to town to buy another machete or a file. So me I tell you, say Joe people them will live into America. Tell him say them go and file for him for come up and leave. Joe talk to himself, same people them mean to say that them will buy my big file for sharp me machete. So Joe tell him say alright, but them had was explain to him that them was gonna look about the papers for him to come up and live in America. So Joe begin to pack him favorite shoes and him favorite socks, him favorite hat and him favorite pants, and him favorite everything into his case. He nearly pack all in dark Bruno too. So you know say Joe is a man when they not go left him machete, because he is a real cutlass man. So Joe put him machete within the case, and one time he reach at the American embassy, the immigration officers then begin to search the case and find the machete in it, and ask him say, tell us Joe, what are you doing with this machete? Him say, I want it to chop bush, sir. I'm a real machete man. Him say, what you want this machete to do? Him say, I want to chop bush with it, sir. I am a real machete man. I know to angle this cutlass. Yes, you chop and pebble out a chop from the bass and to the treble. And we chop from the heel and to the level. Because time is hard and time is tough, and it is rough. That's the reason why I have to have a cutlass. So by this time, Joe thought to himself that making such a statement, that he was defending himself, not knowing that he was putting himself deeper and deeper into hard trouble and hot water. So now the immigration officers them take him and lock him up and pint at the end to court and to him. And the day of court, the judge said to Joe, said Joe, I understand that your crime is that you say that you're gonna chop bush with this machete. Him say, yes, your honor, I am here, I'm gonna chop bush with this machete. I am not here to sell opium, cocaine, heroin, morphine, or marijuana. I'm not here to sell crack. I am here to chop, and I'm here to chop bush with this machete. I would chop from the bass and to the treble. I would chop from the hill and to the level. I am here to chop, sir. What a thing happened to poor old Joe just because of misunderstanding. They thought that Joe was saying that he wanted to chop up the American president with the machete. So it's best for you to say that you're gonna chop grass, or you're going to chop weed, but don't say that you're gonna chop bush, because Joe right now end up into prison and there he shall rot just because of misunderstanding. So misunderstanding is not a good thing, me I tell you. It can cause you much pain, it can cause you to the jail. Me I tell you, what a thing happened to poor old Joe, a man from way down into the country and way up into the hills, just because he never have a radio, he never have a TV, no electricity. That man can't read, so he not read the papers. He only have a little mongrel dog with him named Bruno a bark. When time Joe say get a break for God for him now, Joe pack everything into him case. Joe pack him shirt, him pack him pants, him pack him hat, him pack him socks, him pack everything in the case where him thing say yeah, that him want to care with him. Joe nearly pack all him dog Bruno in the case too. Me say when time Joe hear about the filing, Joe talk to himself that is a big file and was gonna buy for him to sharp me machete just because of misunderstanding. But greater misunderstanding and him.